Today is Daf Samach Hey. We are on Daf Samach Hey. We are about six lines from the top. Seven lines, to be precise. Omar Abaya. Okay? Ready? Abaya says like this. Hayman demasik zuze derabise bechavre. This, somebody who charges interest. Somebody charges interest. V'ka'azli chiti arba giri bezuza b'shuka. Four measures of wheat for one. It's supposed to cost one zuz. Or borrowed it. V'yavle is ihu chamisha, but he paid five. So he paid five. Now kimafkinen minei, when we undo this sale because it's ribis, or it's a loan, whatever it is, arba mafkinen minei. We only make him give back four. Idich azulehu de kamozel gabe. The one is actually a good sale. That was a proper number. The one. You hear that? So we undo this deal, we only undo four. Not the one. The one was that's a normal price. Right? It's the non-ribis price. Rava Amar, no. Chamisha mafkina minei. We make him give back the whole thing. You know why? The meikara b'taras ribis asali yade. Because the whole thing is tainted with as ribis. Good? You hear that? Amar Abaya. Next case, similar thing. Hai man demasik ar bezuze derabise bechavre. Guy has to give back four extra. But he doesn't have the money. So v'yavle glima bagavayu. So he gives a shirt instead. That's with interest. Pure ribis. Ki mafkinen minei, when we make him give it back, arba mafkinen minei, we make him give back the four value. Glima lo mafkinen minei, we don't make him give back the shirt. Keep the shirt to give back the four. Rava Amar, no. Glima mafkinen minei, we make him give back the shirt.
If the cloak's worth four zuz, what's the issue?
What's the issue? My time, what's the issue? Right? My time, what's the issue? What's the reason? Because kihechi delo lemru glima de mechase, because people are going to walk, look at this guy wearing that shirt. Vika glima de rebise hu. That shirt was interest. Yeah, he paid it back in cash till next week. He did that. No one focuses on that part. They focus on the shirt. That's walking around with an interest-bearing shirt, a shirt that was used for an avera. Who is this? What a horrible thing! Give the shirt back.
It has a coal, that shirt.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it has
a coal, exactly. It's not that it has a coal. This shirt was used for an avera. That's what it is. It doesn't have to have a coal. No one has to know about it. But this shirt was used for an avera. You shouldn't be walking around with a shirt like that. Give the shirt back.
Why? We considered the shirt as part of the sale. Isn't that what we said?
No.
The garment is part of the sale.
No, it wasn't. Right, but it wasn't. What happened was you had to give money as ribis. You didn't have money.
So you gave him a shirt.
So you gave him a shirt. Now you have to give it back. So the guy says, but I like the shirt. I'll give back the money.
In essence,
no, you can't do that.
No, he returns the four zuz what he owes.
Right. I'll keep the shirt.
Keep the shirt.
No, you can't do that. Abaya said you can do that.
Right.
Rav said you can't do that. Can't do that. The shirt is part of an Aveiro. Give it back.
If he sells the shirt on eBay for four zuz, then...
there's a third party? I don't know. Amar Rava.
That's why I said it's part of the sale.
Hayman demasik tracer... I'm not 100% sure I understand this case. Hayman demasik tracer zuzi derabise bechavre. So somebody charged 12 extra as ribis. The lender did that. The lender charged an extra 12 as ribis. V'ogar lei chatzar demetagra basara, and he has a courtyard where he lends out, where he rents for 10. He rents it for 10. But who's the lender? Who's the renter now?
Now you're talking about the borrower. Now you borrowed it.
Lender now the courtyard.
The lender's now the renter.
Yeah.
Right? The ogre nihile betracer. And he sells, he rents him for 12. And that's the same 12 that he owes him. Right? The problem is, he jacked up the price from 10 to 12 just to get rid of the ribis. So, keep mafkinen minei, when we undo this sale, tresar mafkinen minei, we undo it for 10. For 12. I'm sorry, for 12. Right? Yeah. Amalei Rav Achim Medifta Lorvina Valemalei. But one second, why couldn't he say Kiagra Hachi when I rented it out? Dahaveka Mishtar Shili, because I was going to gain from it. It was going to be a wash with
my profit.
It was what?
That was a profit.
Right. Hashta Delo Mishtar Shili. Now that I'm not going to profit, Kid the Igri Kule Almahu the Agarna. I'll rent it like everybody else, which is 10. So the Gemara answers, you can't do that. Bishum da amale savarta vikabalta. You agreed to this. You, well, exactly. You agreed to this. I only agreed because, I don't know, no excuses.
Okay, so what's the reason for this?
What?
The last case I'm a little bit confused with.
Yeah, I'm also confused.
No, because you're paying back, what you're paying back, is it because it's not a commodity item? And that way you can play with the numbers? What's the reason that you can play with these numbers?
No. First of all, you're right. It's not a commodity. It's true. And it's a rent. And he jacked up the price just because he had to pay.
Which you would think is ribbis in the first place.
Right. It's also ribbis. We only did it because he was charged interest.
Exactly.
So now we're saying, so you're stuck with that number.
You've got to pay it back.
Exactly. Right. So it's not a commodity. Right?
So is that the reason why they're letting you play with it? Because it seems like they're letting you play with these numbers now.
Correct. So look at the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says, which is exactly what Mati's driving at, which is Marbin al-Sachar, you're allowed to charge more for rent. Vein Marbin al-Mekach, can't charge more for a sale. Ketzad, for example, Hiskulo es Chatzero, a guy rents your courtyard, V'Amar lo, and he says, listen to this, Im Meyach Shav Atano Sein Li, if you pay me up front, Harehu lecha be'eser slaim l'shana. It's going to be 10 selah for the year. V'im shel chodesh, right? B'chodesh, but if you pay me month by month, then it's going to be selah l'chodesh. It ends up being 12 because it's 12 months. Mutter, that's mutter. By a rental, that's mutter. You can do that. Machala with hasada. If you sell a field. Funny thing, we started off with when you rent out your courtyard, and then we end up machar sasada, you sell your field, right? You're not supposed to sell your courtyard. You're hired up, you're strapped for cash. First, sell your field. Then you have worse comes, you have to sell your house. That's what it says in reverse, in a different thing. Anyway, machar lo sasada, you sell your field. Vamalo, you sell like this. Imeyach shavatano sein li harei shalacha be'elav zuz. If you pay me right now, I'll sell it to you for 1,000 zuz. Im legoren, but if it's on piecemeal, or you're going to pay me at the harvest season, or some other time, or you down payments and a mortgage, a whole story. Then b'shnei masar mona, then I'm going to charge you 1,200 zuz. That's usser.
What?
No, it's ribis.
So what's the difference between the two cases?
One's a rental, one's a sale. That's the difference.
So the sale.
The sale you can't prepay and get a cheaper price.
A rental you can.
And a rental you can.
So you just answer the answer.
Exactly. Exactly. Maishna ratio, maishna seifa. What's the difference between the ratio and the seifa? So, Rab of Rav Yosef to Amri Tarvaihu. The different reason. Schirus eno mishtalemes el lebasof. We have a rule in Shas that when you rent something, when do you owe the money? When do you owe the rental payment?
First of the month. No.
When you return it. At the end of the rental. In America, there's no such thing. No such thing like that. In Torah, in Halacha, that's the rule. Schiris is not due, the money's not due till the rental's over. Okay? The money's not due till the rental's over. That's the Halacha. Right? Schiris, enem mishlam elabasov. Vahai, kivin de lomat dezmane l'migva. Since it's not due, lav agar naturle. It's not. I'm not benefiting from your time, your money and time, right? That's what ugger nutter means. Waiting on the profit. It's not that. Mashvehu dahachi shavya. Just we made up a price, right? Right. It's the true price. The high dika amale im meyach shavatino sin li. I said if you pay me early, I'll make it cheaper. Hare hu lecha beser slayim l'shana. Azuli who because of Mozagabe. So he's lowering the price. It's not a question of ribbis. You're lowering the price. There's no gain by by there's no gain for the renter, the guy who's renting it, not the one who's renting the item. There's no gain by him because it's not due to him anyway. That's what the Gemara says. We'll speak out in a second. Seifa, well, one second. Let's speak out now. So says ask the stipler. So what? You know, it's still ribbis. It's the same thing as we say before. I'll prepay, and when the thing is due, maybe the price changed. So why is prepaying not ribbis? What did the Gemara just say? The Gemara said a lot of words, but it didn't change the reality. The reality is that when you prepay, you're getting it for cheaper. Why are you getting it for cheaper? Because the guy would rather have your money now than have to wait 12 months for the money. So what does he say? If you pay me now, I'll make it cheaper.
Why is it ribbis?
What?
Why is it ribbis?
It's not ribbis. It's ribbis de rabbanon. Because you're benefiting from having his money for time. That's exactly, but that's ribbis.
That's
right? That's ribbis.
People want the money now.
I'd rather have the money right now.
What?
I can work with it.
No, it's not. Why is it deraisa? It's not a loan. It's a sale. So we say when it comes to sales, it's not deraisa.
It's not a sale.
It's a rental. So what is that? It's not a loan.
It's a loan.
Right.
Of some sort.
Right.
No.
It's much more complicated.
Yeah. So the stipler says like this: when we have a rule that schiris is only due at the end, right? What that means is really, what kind of thing is that? It's a funny thing. I'm only going to pay you at the end of the rental. After 3 years, I can pay you for the car. That's a funny thing. Really, you should pay every month, right? You should pay every month, every week, whatever it is, whatever you know. Really, you should. But the halacha says I can't take you to Bezdin. If you don't do that, I can't take you to Bezdin because Allah is only at the end of the lease. So I can't take you to Bezdin if you don't want to do it. But really, you're supposed to do it. That's a normal way of doing Masav Matan. A normal way of business is you don't rent something and pay at the end. All right, the Torah said I can't force you to do to pay not at the end. I can't force you, but so I can't take you to Bezdin. Really, you should do that. You should be doing that. And since you should be doing that, that's not ribbis. That's what you should be doing. You should be paying every month. All right, for whatever reason, the Torah says that you don't have to pay at the end. That just means that I can't sue you for the money earlier. 3 months go by, you didn't pay me for the lease. Where's the money? Well, I'm paying at the end. I can't take you to Bezdin for that. Is it the right thing to do? Should you be doing it that way? No. The guy gave you the item. What are you paying at the end for? All right, the Torah said I can't force you. It's not the normal thing to do. So therefore, paying every month is not ribbis. That's a normal thing to do. Why did Torah say only at the end? I don't know. That's how the stipler tries to make sense out of this. Okay? Seifa, but the Seifa was a sale. Kivan dezabini ninhu, since it's a sale, a bar lemishkal domi me'achshav, and you want to make the sale be right now, hilkach agarnatar lehave fa'asar. Therefore, it's usur. Now, there's a law, a Rashi here.
The sale is due immediately. Is that
so? Let's look at the Rashi. It's really the first Rashi in the Gemara, way up where we are. So first we said, right? Not the first, the second Rashi. It says El Lebasof, right? So Rashi says like this: Lusof Asman. By a rental, you only do at the end. Hilgach, therefore, ki shakel minei sela b'chodesh. When you take a sela, when you pay a sela for the month. The havel who shnei masar sloim, that's 12. Ein zes scharam tonas hamos. It's not gain by holding on to your money. Sharei lo nischayv lo l'shayim schiris ad sof achodesh. You don't owe the money till the end of the month, the end of the year, whatever it is. V'hai de amale. I told him imei achshav titen li. But I told him if you pay me now, I'll do it for 10. Harei hu l'cha be'eser sloim iavi machtem le. If you prepays. He's being mochel the extra $2, right, by asking for it up front. And he's selling it for less than it's worth. That's not ribbis. Aval seifa gabi mecher, but seifa is by a sale. Mishamashach hamekach dino litain hamos. When you take the item, right? You have to pay money. But if you say, if you're paying that right now, make it cheaper. By prepaying it early, you're benefiting from his money. And that's a ribbis problem. So, the question is, buy a rental, it's good. Buy a sale, it's no good. What about buy a service? What about buy a service? For example, if you prepay the dry cleaner, he'll charge you less. Is that mutter or is that ribbis? That's not a rental, it's not a sale, it's a service. Right? It's a worker.
We always said prepay is always ribbis.
No, it's not by a rental, it's not ribbis. It's by a sale. Prepaying is ribbis. What about by a service? I don't know the answer to that question. Check up that book. See, I'm not joking. See if he mentions that. I'm sure he talks about it.
What's the difference between if it's due at the end or at the beginning? How does that impact if it's ribbis or not?
So if it's due at the end, I don't owe you the money now. So the fact that you want to make it cheaper, so then you're a businessman. You're making it cheaper. I'm selling it to you. I'm renting it to you for less than what I could. But a sale's due now. The money's due now. So I can pay you partially now. I can pay you the rest next year. That's okay. But I pay you all now, you're going to make it cheaper. So what are you doing? You're buying my money. That's ribbis. Yeah. So that's what's going on. That's right now. So Amar Rava.
How about you, I'm just curious.
Yeah.
People do all the time. If you give me cash, I won't charge it that. I won't charge extra tax. Is that like a ribbis?
So that.
I never say.
No, that's a different thing.
Huh?
That's a different. So 1 second. Hold on for 5 minutes. Amar Rava. Rava said, Daku bar Rabbanan b'hamilsa. The Rabbanan looked into this very carefully. They were checked into it. Va'ok me'akra, and they actually hung it out of pasuk. It says b'schar kischar shana b'shana. Schiris shelzu ena mishtalem es el b'shana acheres. The rental now is not due till next year. Fine. Then we said like this: im legoren shneim asar. 1 second. Oh, where did I? Oh. Im legoren shnei masar chmana aser, but if it's a sale, it's aser. Amar of Nachman, tarsha shari, tarsha is mutter. What's tarsha? Says Rashi, tarsha. This is exactly what you said, Yossi. Limkar schora bahamtana biyoser midameha. Right, you sell the items with a delay more than they're worth. Ubilvad sheyolaf lo yafrish lo. But if you pay now, I'll give it to you for cheaper. You don't mention that part. Just sell it. Don't talk so much. If you don't say, really it cost 100. But if you pay me now, I'll tell it for 90. Don't say that. What's the price? 90. Think about that.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't say anything. I'm charging you 90. Exactly, then there's no issue. If you say all that,
then
it's a problem. If you don't say anything, so you don't say anything. That's what he says. Tarsha Shari, it's mutter. Eser, Rav Chamalur of Nachman, Varmile, Rav Ukva, Bar Rav Chamalur of Nachman. It says, 1 second. Im Ligoran, Shnei Masar Mana, Aser. But in the Mishnah said you can't do that. Amale, Hasam Katzle, there he specified. Hacha lo kutzli. Here you're not saying anything. You're not specifying. Right? Right? So what's the bottom line? If you don't specify, then you can do what you want. Right? So if you put a big sign up on the door, right? I'm selling this, but if you pay me now and whatever, I'll do it cheaper. That's probably going to get the problems. If the guy comes to the store, what are you charging me? Right? You pay me right now? Yeah, this is the price.
But then the guy goes and says, I can't pay you anymore.
Yeah.
Well, one says credit card one price and cash another. Is that?
So that I don't. That's different. That's different because what you're doing is you're charging them the money that the credit card company charges you.
I wish it was.
That's basically what they're supposed to be doing.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. It's all it is. I don't know if that's ribbis, because I have to pay a fee.
Right.
So I'm making you pay the fee.
Well, it is ribbis because they always charge more than the percentage of the credit card.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
No, but.
10 cents a litre is a lot more than the credit card.
there's always a difference.
The credit card charged 2.5%. The store key owner could charge, or the gas station charged 4% more.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. So they build on a profit.
Right.
That's Rebbe's, right?
Amar Rava, Amar of Papa, Tarsha Didi Shari. My Tarsha is Mutter. What was his Tarsha? It's a complicated thing. I'm not 100% sure I understand it. So Rashi says, Amar of Chama, no, Rashi doesn't say anything. Tarsha Didi Shari. What was the Tarsha Didi? Rashi says, Osei Sechar Tamar Haya. He sold beer, right? He sold dates, beer, which is beer. Umochelo bizman hazol b'tishrei. He sold it now in Tishrei. Kishar shel Nisan, with the price of Nisan when the price went up. Umamtinan lay ad Nisan, and he waited till Nisan to actually get the money. So what happened was, he was a wholesaler. You want to buy the beer? Tishrei is cheaper, but I'm going to sell it to you at the Nisan price, right? So he said that's mutter.
The condition that they don't pay him to Nisan.
Correct. So on my timer, why is that mutter? So her Papa says like this: Schari lopsid. It doesn't get ruined waiting around for six. Doesn't get ruined. So there's no loss to anybody. Also, zuzi lo tzarich. Now I don't need the money now. So I'll wait for the higher price back in Nisan. I don't need the money now. And anahu kavina milsa gabe. Anahu de kavina milsa gabe lokeach. And I'm doing a favor to the lokeach?
Yeah, he's selling it on credit.
Right. Selling it on credit.
When is he taking possession of it?
In now.
Maybe now.
Now.
So, Amal Leir of Sheshes, Vrei Dera Vidi, Leir of Papa, 1 minute. My Chazi Mar, because Alta Basa Didach. Why are you going after your own Cheshbonos? Zil Basar did who? Go after the buyer. De Ilu, Have Luhu Zuze, Have Shukli Ki Hashta. If they had the cash, they'd pay for it right now for the cheaper price. Hashta the less lahu zuze shkule shakle kiyokwa kame. Since they don't have the cash, they have no choice. They're buying it on credit. So you're charging more for giving them credit, isn't that Ribbis?
Right. Yeah.
Sounds like that. Gesundheit. Gesund. So for some reason, Rav Papa had a thing. It's okay.
Yeah, because again, it's not a Ribbis problem.
Why?
Because he's using a later commodity price.
Right.
Nissan prices at an earlier date, but they're not paying for Nissan.
Correct.
The straight up.
So such a thing as credit.
He's not making up an amount.
Right.
He's basing it on the price.
So Amar of Chama Tarsha Didi Vaday Shari. My Tarsha, my scheme is for sure good. For sure good. What's my plan? So Rashi has a whole long Rashi here. Amar of Chama Tarsha Didi Vaday Shari. Mocher Pragmatia Haya. He was a salesman. Mocher B'Makom Hazul. Kishar Shunimcha B'Makom Hayoker. He would sell it for a cheap price. In the same way, he would sell it for a more expensive price. V'Hein Malino Son L'Makom Hayoker. He would sell to middlemen. He would sell to middlemen, and they would go sell the items. V'Hu Mekabel Olav Achrayis. Derech Halicha. And he would have Achrayis on the way. So he had a stake. He had a stake in the goods until they were sold to the third party.
What's that? Over here it says how it was selling in different locations.
Right. Locations, to different people.
Different locations, different prices.
Different locations. Okay, fair enough. Good. We're good. Falakuchos, Mistakrim Birparmatya. The buyers, the middlemen, the middle people would benefit. Shalokhin Sham Bimaosov. They would pay money. And the Achrayis was on Rami Bar Chama.
It's consignment, I think.
No, he's a wholesaler.
It's similar to consignment.
It was
wholesaler, but Rami Bar Chama had Achrayis. If it got lost, it wasn't a loss of the middleman.
It was a loss
of the original.
Because he had a piece of the action.
Right.
So that's consignment.
Right. No, so
consignment is you buy it, I sell it to you, but I'm holding on to it until, on behalf of you, with the condition of I get the middleman price. Here he's not, that's not exactly what he's doing.
Right, so my timer, so what's the reason this is better? My timer's the reason it's better. So listen to this. Nichalahu, the leki b'rishuso. Everybody wants it to stay in the rishus of Rami Bar Chama. Why? The kal hecha, the kal ozle, shavki le machsa. Because if the customs or the tax people will say, well, who owns this? Oh, Rabbi Bachama owns it. And it's not even a lie.
The
clergy gets an exemption. Right? They don't have to pay taxes. It's not even a lie. It's true. He was the owner of the goods. So that's worth money. So that I'll pay for that. Right? I'm worth it to save the taxes. I'll pay a little more, a little higher price. It's not ribbis. Right? Because they're really gaining. They're really benefiting. And v'nakaluhu b'shuka, and they would announce in the street. Rashi says, the last Rashi, machrizin, they would announce shalya adam rishai limkar ad shimkru heim, that he wouldn't sell until they sold. So they have no reason not to do this. They're paying a higher price. It's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The hilchasa and the halacha is kiruv chama, halik ruv chama. Right, that's a mutter arrangement. V'hilchasa, k'rab Elazar. We also hold like Rabbi Elazar from, I don't know how many days ago, that ribbis d'arayis, you have to give back. Ribbis d'arabanan, you don't have to give back. Right? And v'hilchasa, k'rab Yanai. We also hold like Rabbi Yanai. What did he say? Damar, mali hein, mali d'mehen. He said, what's the difference if you give money or you give goods? Remember that? That was a very hard daf there that day, like a few days ago. That was very hard. We call like all those pshitas. Okay. Next Mishnah. Machalo es hasada. Guy sells a field. V'nasalo mix has damim. And he pays a partial, he pays a down payment. V'amalo, and the seller says, Emesai shetirtze, if I want, whatever I want, habab hava mos, v'tola shalcha. I'm going to take my money, I'm going to take my land back. Anytime I want, I'm going to take it back. I'll give you the down payment back, and I take it back. Usser, that's usser to do that. Why is it usser? Why is it usser? The reason why it's usser is because, one second, you could do that, except who's eating the fruit? Who's eating the fruit? I sell you the field, give you a down payment.
The seller.
What?
Isn't the seller using
it? So isn't that ribbis? That's why it's usher. Halvehu al sadehu. If I lend a field, halvehu al sadehu, that means I give a field to Mashkin. V'amalo, im yatano etzli mikan v'adshaloshanim, if I don't return in 3 years and pay you the money, harehi shalo, then you keep the field. Harehi shalo, then he keeps the field. V'kachaya baitos benzunin osa pichacham. He did that and it's okay. Now, the Gemara asked, who eats the fruit for 3 years? I'm waiting for 3 years to see if he's going to pay me the money back. Right? It's a mashkin. Who eats the fruit? Rav Huna Omar, mocher, the seller. Ochel, peiros. Rav Anan Omar, Rav Anan says, mishal shalonet ha-peiros. No, a third party. Right? From the word cholosh. A third party. Neither of them could eat it. By the way, for low pliga, they're not arguing. Had Rav Huna had Amar l'chi ma'isos l'chi ma'isos kani. Rav Huna said that this transaction goes retroactive, right? Retroactive. So what that means is, why is the seller allowed to eat? Why is the seller slash lender allowed to eat the fruit? Because if he doesn't pay, retroactive, it belongs to him. What if he does pay? What if he does pay? Right? Then what if he does pay?
Well, if he already paid half, does he own half of it?
What?
If he paid half, doesn't he own half of it?
No, it's like a statement of intent.
No, it doesn't.
Right? So, therefore, it was... I'm sorry. Da'amar, l'chi ma'isis... Connie, I'm sorry, you only get it from that moment and on. From that moment and on, I'm sorry. Right? So therefore, even if, in other words, he gave him the field as a mashkin, and he told him, if you pay me the rest of the money, if you don't pay me the rest of the money, then what?
Field
is yours from when?
Lemafreya.
I was right, Lemafreya.
That's right.
Ha, Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry, Rav Anan, ha da Omar, l'chi ma'isis, kani me'achshav. You get it from right now. from 3 years later, not from day one, from year three. Therefore, you have no right to eat. It doesn't belong to you. And if you do, it'll be ribis. Now the Gemara says, Tani Rav Safra, Biribis de Beir B'chia. There are four cases now. Pa'amim Shnei Mutarin. Sometimes they're both mutter to eat the fruit. Pa'amim Shnei Masurin. Pa'amim Hamochem Mutar L'keach Aser. Sometimes the buyer, yes, seller, not. Pa'amim L'keach Mutar Mocher Aser. The seller, the buyer, yes, and the seller, not. Ani Rava Basrei. Okay, let's go through it. Pa'amim Shnei Mutarin. When are they both mutter? The Amar Lei, where the seller said to the buyer, Kani Kishir Zuzach. You will buy, you acquire it, the amount of the down payment. So they could both eat it.
From that
part. They're both okay. Second case, Pa'amim Shnei Masurin. When are they both usher to eat it? The Amar Lei, where the seller said to the buyer, L'chi Maizit, Kani Me'achshav.
When you pay for it.
Right now. So they're all the time in limbo. Nobody can eat it.
When
he pays now. 3 years later. So what happened during the past 3 years? Nobody can eat it. Mm-hmm. We don't know who it belongs to. Nobody can eat it.
Does it go into escrow? It doesn't go into escrow.
So that's what Ronan said. It goes into escrow. Maybe it goes into escrow, but nobody can eat it. Neither of them can eat it. Number three.
I understand why the owner cannot eat it. He sold that now.
No, he didn't tell it. We're changing the case.
No, he said now. This case here... gave him a proportion to your deposit.
No, the Amalek, the Chima Isis, when you pay me back, Karnam Yaksha, from right now. So who owns it the whole time? We don't know. Maybe the Mocher, maybe the Lokeach, maybe the buyer, maybe the seller, we don't know. Nobody can touch it. Pame Mocher Mutter, when's the Mocher Mutter, the Lokeach Aser, the Amalek, when the seller says to the buyer, the Chima Isis, Kani, when you bring it, you'll acquire it from then. So the whole time, it's really mine. Not lemafreya. And number four, pa'avim shalokeach mutter. When's a lokeach mutter? Umocher aser, and the mocher is aser. The amale, where the lender, where the seller says to the buyer, kani me'achshav, get it from right now. V'zuze lahave halva gabach. And it's a loan by you. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Kivon da'atne me'achshav, since he acquires it from right now, harei he shall lokeach, it belongs to the lokeach. V'im yochel mocher peros, b'schar hamtanos hamos, v'im yochel mocher haperos, b'schar hamtanos hamos, yochlin. He's eating them as it's a problem. That's why only the lokeach is allowed to eat it.
In this case, isn't the lokeach making a kinyon on the field?
We're going to get to that. Man tana shnei masurin. Who said they're both aser? Amar of Huna, Breda of Yeshua, Lo Krib Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda. Damar the Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar, Tarechad Ribis, Mutter. He said that if there are two outcomes, one that involves Ribis, and one that doesn't involve Ribis, that's not Ribis. How could it not be Ribis here? It's very simple. He didn't eat any of the fruit. Or he paid it back, he paid the money up good, and it was all good. It doesn't have to be Ribis. If I lend you $100 and I ask you $120, there's no way out of that. That's ribis. But if it doesn't have to result in ribis, Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's not ribis. It doesn't have to result in ribis. Right, I lend you a dozen eggs, you give me a dozen eggs back. It doesn't have to be ribis. It could be worth the same price. It could be not. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's not ribis. This can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Because there's no reason why it has to be ribis. It doesn't have to be ribis. Mashkin lo.
Yeah, but the owner is still using the
proof. No, he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to.
Should the vendor take the fruit and the seller remains after the loan?
Right. Mashkin lo bayis, mashkin lo sada, if he gives a house or a field, the omar, and the lender says, omar lo, the lender says, l'kishatir to l'mochram, if you decide to sell it, lo timkrim el ali, only sell it to me, b'damim halalu, for this price, Usher, it's Usher. What?
If they have the whole time, write a first refusal.
No, but the problem is that it's a cheaper price. That's why. B'shavuyon, if it's the regular price, mutter, that's mutter. Man tana b'dam halalu Usher. Who said with this price it's Usher? Amar of Huna, Berei, Derav, Yoshua, the Loker Behuda. Again, not the Behuda. Why? Dear Behuda, Ha'amar, Tarecha b'ribis, mutter. He held, that's mutter. Right? It doesn't have to be ribis. It could be the price is the fair price. It doesn't have to be ribis. Machalo bayis, machalo sada, v'amalo. Kishiyu li mos, hechzirim li. When I have the money, I want to buy it back. Usser, that's usser. Why is that usser? What?
That is ribs.
Well, you know why it's usser? Because it's not a sale. It's a rental. Right? When I have the money, I'm going to buy it back.
It's a loan.
It's a loan. However, l'kishiyu lachmos, achzirim lach mutter. But if you have the money, guy says like this, I'm buying your house because you're down on your luck. You ever get the money back, I'll sell it back to you. What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that, right? Mutter, that's mutter. Mantana, Amar Vuna Beit of Yeshua, the Olka of Yehuda. The first part. Dear Yehuda, Amar Tarech and Ribbis Mutter. Now, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Shas Seifa. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Amar Rava, Reisha, Seifa, the Amale, Midaite. The Seifa, the guy said it on his own initiative. Right? I'm buying the house from you, you need the cash. You know what? You ever get the money back, you get back on your feet, I'll sell it back to you. What's wrong with that? The first case was...
You can do it. You cannot do it. It's up to you.
Right.
I want to buy it. I don't want to buy it.
Right. The first case was, when I get the money, you have to sell it back to me.
Correct.
That's not fair. Right? Okay. That's the end of the story. Fine. Very good. So we'll stop. You asked a question about the Kenyan. I know that it comes up in the next 2 days. I don't remember when, but it comes up. That's
you asked
it, no? The Kenyan. It comes up in the next 2 days. That issue with the Kenyan. So hold tight. I think I remember something that comes up.
Because it doesn't make a difference. It's when the money passes through.
Right.
6 o'clock.
Tomorrow 6 o'clock because it's Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah.